imagine anybody arresting JJ to bring him to the
hospital. This is his
All right, cool it.
You're going to get him out. Just try and hold yourself together.
Now, James, how can I hold myself together when they got my son behind bars? He's our firstborn, James.
He's my brother, Daddy.
Mine, too.
Well, he ain't no orphan to me. We're going to get him out here. Just let me do the talking. Baby, let me do the talking here.
Okay, love.
Yeah? I'm Mr. Evans, and I want to...
Our son has been arrested, and we think it's a mistake. He'd never do nothing like that.
Florida, let me do the talking here, baby. Yeah, I'm Mr. Evans, and you got our son locked up in here.
Our boy would never do anything bad. He isn't that kind of boy.
Florida, please, baby.
Okay, James. All right.
Name the suspect.
Evans. James Evans Jr.
He's never done anything real bad in his whole life, and today's his 18th birthday.
Quiet, Thelma. Let your daddy do the talking.
Thank you, baby. Now, officer, all we want to do is get him out of here.
James Evans, Jr., arrested on suspicion of 18-2 of the penal code, armed robbery or felony.
I bet you wouldn't be sticking it to him if he was white.
My turn.
No, he didn't do anything.
Officer, there's got to be a mistake. Our boy is not that kind of a child.
Yeah, that's right. He was not that kind of a child.
You're getting hysterical. Now, just calm down. Look, all we want to do is get him out of here.
The court will probably set bail at $5,000.
$5,000?
That's ridiculous.
Discrimination against the blacks.
All right, now that's enough out of you, Ralph. I mean, y'all popping up for no reason. Now you're getting hysterical. You have to calm down. Just take it nice and easy, here. Now, where in the hell are we going to find out?
You only have to pay 10%, $500.
Well, where in the hell are we going to get $500?
I can't tell you in a million years how to raise the money, but I can tell you a lot about lowering your voice.
James, honey, please don't make it worse.
Sorry, baby. Can't you see I'm trying to be nice? I'm handling common easy. Now, look here, officer.
All we're trying to say is that we don't have that kind of money. Now, what's going to happen to our boy?
He'll be bound over to the grand jury.
Well, when's that, tomorrow?
Well, the courts are pretty backed up. I'd say 2-3 weeks, if you're lucky.
Two or three weeks? Oh, man.
And our son's going to remain in jail for as long as that before you even know whether he did it or not?
That's not fair.
That's not fair at all.
We got to take this to the Supreme Court. They got a black judge there, and he don't fool around with guns.
I just keep the log. Sorry.
Now, look here, man. I'm through being calm and easy. Now, I want to see the head dude in charge. That ain't no piece of meat you got back there. Now, I know he don't mean a damn thing to you, but he does thus. That's our child you got back there.
He ain't no criminal. But Lord knows if you keep him back there for that long a time, you just might turn him into one.
I know. I know. Sit down. You have the right to remain silent. If you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to speak with an attorney and have the attorney with you during questioning. If you so desire or cannot afford one, an attorney will be appointed for you without charge before questioning, okay? Now start talking.
Would you mind repeating that?
Come on, start talking. You're the one who robbed the liquor store.
No, I ain't robbed no liquor store. Look, I'm a solid citizen. Matter of fact, that's tomorrow I start a job. So if y'all excuse me, I gotta go home and get a good night's rest.
Shut up.
Were you at Robinson's liquor store at approximately 8:15?
Yeah, I was there, but...
What were you doing there?
Well, I had this heavy date, so I went to buy some certs.
Certs?
Yeah, I wanted to make out with my chick Henrietta, like that dude does on TV. You know, click.
Is that all you did at that store?
Yes, sir. No, wait a minute, I haven't told y'all everything.
Yeah?
While I was there, I also brought her a Snicker bar. See, I got it right here. It's kind of melted because I've been sweating a lot.
Now, according to this arrest record, you were seen running approximately 2 blocks from the liquor store. Why?
I was going on my date.
Why were you running?
If you saw the way Henrietta's built, you know why.
Now, look, you fit the description of the suspect, a tall, skinny, young black man.
You just described most of Chicago. for the NBA. Now, why don't y'all just bring down the man who owns the liquor store? He'll take one look at me, and he'll tell you that I ain't the one.
He couldn't identify you. The one that robbed the store had a nylon stocking over his face.
That proves it. Where would I get a nylon stocking from? My sister Thelma wears pantyhose, and my mother wears subhose.
How'd you get rid of the gun so fast?
Gun?
Yeah.
I never owned a gun. Had a bean shooter once. But it didn't work. It was bent. Honest, I wouldn't kid y'all.
What'd you do with the $85 you took from the cash register?
$85? Man, if I had $85, I wouldn't be running to meet Henrietta. I'd charter a helicopter.
Now look, kid, this is your first rap. If you admit you did it and cooperate, the judge will go a little easier on you. You see, we're here to help you. Want a cigarette?
Yeah, thanks, man. Just remember, I don't smoke.
James, we can't let JJ stay in jail for God knows how long.
Don't worry, babe. We're gonna get him out. I'm just trying to figure. Now, we need $500, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, I can borrow from Willie Koontz, Jimmy Gamble, Lunch Meat Mumford, my cousin Fred on the south side, uh-huh. And then there's your Aunt Hattie.
Well, that'll get us $50. Now, where are we going to get the other $450?
Now, wait just a minute. Are you forgetting who's sitting here? This is Alona, the closest friend of the family. Now, you know you can count on me.
Oh, thank you, Alona.
Hmm. Okay, Alona, how much money you got?
Let's see now. In the savings account, I got... In the checkings account, I got... The emergency cash I keep in the coffee can, I got... Better you don't count on me.
Daddy, maybe you can get a loan from the bank.
Oh, Thelma, how you sound? After that department store computer badmouthed my credit, a bank loan ain't even up for discussion. They're probably getting ready to foreclose on that free calendar they give us.
But, James, we gotta do something. JJ, are you all right? Did they hurt you, son?
No, Ma, I'm okay. And Ma, Dad, I didn't hold it at the liquor store.
That's good enough for us, Junior.
Oh, do you have to have those handcuffs on him like he's a criminal? He ain't gonna hurt nobody.
That's right, I swear. I think I need a smaller size.
Well, where you taking him?
I don't know, Ma, but I got a feeling it ain't the honeymoon suite.
Junior, don't worry, son. We're gonna get you out of here. You got the whole family behind you.
Plus one.
Don't worry about a thing, JJ.
And JJ, if you ain't out by morning, I'll be outside with my picket sign.
Thanks, Michael. And can somebody get word to the messenger service, tell them I won't be in tomorrow?
I'll go, JJ.
I got a feeling I'm gonna be tied up for a few days.
Lord, if we ever needed your help, we need it now.
Baby, come on, let's go on home. Ain't nothing else we can do here now. I mean, maybe we can get some help in the morning.
I ain't leaving, James. While they got my son locked up back there, I ain't moving from this spot.
Oh, come on now, Flo.
James, I said I ain't leaving. I don't care how long I have to sit here.
Right on.
Well, y'all might as well go on home, because I'm going to stay here with your mother.
We'll stay, too.
I can start on my picket sign right now.
Well, Lona, will you take Thelma and Michael on home, please?
Sure. Come on, kids, let's go.
Go ahead, Thelma. And Thelma.
Yeah, Ma?
You make some breakfast for your brother here.
Okay.
Florida, I can make breakfast with Michael.
Either way, I'm in big trouble.
Michael.
Daddy, I'm with you. Thelma and Malona should go home, and us men should stay here.
What did you say?
I'm going home with Thelma and Malona.
That's what I thought you said.
Hey, Thelma, first thing in the morning, I want you to go down to that messenger place and tell me your brother won't be coming in tomorrow, here.
Okay, Daddy.
Maybe the next day.
Oh, come on, baby, let's go. Come on.
Oh, James. James, baby, I'm scared.
It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right.
James.
Food.
half of my Snicker bar?
Hey, thanks. That was good. What I can really go for is a side of ribs.
Don't look at mine. I ain't got no meat on.
You okay, kid? I like you.
Thanks. It's nice to be liked.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, it's nice to be liked, but not that much.
What are you in for, kid?
I'm Robert. But I didn't do it. What are you in for?
Beating up five dudes. And I did it. You hit me. I don't like nobody hitting me. Nobody.
Just trying to be friendly.
Just don't do it again. You hear?
Yes, sir.
You're a good kid. I like you.
100 prisoners in the jail, and I gotta be in a cell with George Foreman.
Yeah. That's funny.
Please don't like me no more.
About time.
Yeah!
Boy, this looks good.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't enough.
I was just gonna offer you mine.
Thanks, kid. Get very unpleasant when they don't serve napkins.
Must have been dreaming.
Yeah, your dream must have been in a dance hall because you changed partners.
People ain't safe no place. You even get molested in a police station.
I'm sorry, baby.
Oh, that's all right, honey. I was dreaming, too. I dreamed we was home and everything was all right. Yeah. But we still here and everything ain't all right. You know, James, I was just thinking.
Huh?
This experience might teach J.J. not to make a joke out of fine and things.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Hello, sweetheart.
Hey, Michael, what you got there?
I made a picket sign. The fuzz is unfair to brothers, especially mine.
Michael!
You think that one's bad? You just seen the one he was gonna bring.
Hey, what are we gonna do with this boy?
I don't know what you're gonna do, baby. I'm gonna get him some more cardboard so he can keep making these signs.
Right on, Dad.
Hey, I brought you some nice hot coffee.
Oh, thanks, Ramona.
You guys get any sleep at all?
Not much. We both slept kind of miserable, but James woke up happy.
Florida. What are you talking about?
Nothing. She ain't talking about nothing.
Hey, Daddy, there's a brother over there. Wouldn't he let JJ out?
As long as he got that uniform on, you ain't got to give his pigmentation no consideration.
I'll talk to him anyway. Hey, brother, if you got
any soul in you...
Now, we got troubles enough. You sit down.
James, what's the matter? The coffee too strong?
Oh, no, Malone, it's fine.
Just fine. You know, this could be a way of getting Junior out. A couple of drops of this stuff, he'd a hole in the jail.
James, I have never said that I was Mrs. Olson. Florida, what's happening with JJ? Anything new?
Nothing.
He's still sitting in there, and we're still sitting right here.
Say, Walona, did Thelma go by the messenger place and tell him Junior wouldn't be coming in today?
Yeah, I told him to make up any kind of good excuse.
James, the more I think about this, the sicker I get. $500. Ain't no way in the world we can get that kind of money.
Hey there. I hear you all got caught in a long green squeeze. Man, your troubles are over, cause plenty money is here.
Man, you better get the hell out of here.
That show is foul, brother. That show is cold. Let me run it down for you. Here in Chicago, ain't no bail's bondsman. So I'm here to fill in the gap. I'm what is known as a public utility, dude.
Right, dude. You're a loan shark.
Oh, James, wait a minute. How much interest you charging?
Since we are all brothers, just 20%.
20%?
A week.
Nigga, is you sick?
Hey, man, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, ripping off brothers.
Hey, can't look so fine lest you lay the bread on the line.
You look awfully familiar. Haven't we met someplace before?
Could be, Foxy Mama. I get around.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. I tripped over you while you were trying to climb out the sewer.
What's wrong with you, Mama? Get off my case.
Your case is already closed, tacky turkey.
If you all got this hang-up about my charitable intentions, hey, I'll move along. Later.
No, wait. James, we gotta get JJ out any way we can.
Baby, once these cats get you on the hook, you don't never get them paid off. They keep you paying till the day you die. Then after that, they go in the ground after you to get the gold teeth out your mouth.
Honey, we can't let JJ stay in here for God knows how many weeks before they even have a trial. I don't think I could live through it. Oh, please, James. James, please.
All right, Mr. Clean. Let's deal.
Always happy to lighten your burden. Yeah. Is that enough, Mama? I got plenty more.
Come on, man.
Get out of here.
Say, man, just trying to conduct a little honest business.
Move.
Say, okay, hey, if you need me, I'll be across the street. I also make loans on TV sets, stereos, toasters.
Get out of here!
Hey, baby, cool it, Dad. Solid, man.
I'd like to put that cat up under the jail.
He was our last chance to get our son out of jail.
Well, that's what I came out here to tell you, Mr. and Mrs. Evans. Your son is in the clear.
What's that?
Huh? Are we hearing you right?
Your son is in the clear.
All right.
Hey. We found the one that robbed the liquor store.
Oh.
My partner's questioning him right now. He's the one because we found the gun on him. Now, just a few more technicalities, and your son will be out real soon.
All right.
Yes, may I help you, please?
Yes. My name is Thelma Evans, and I'm here to tell you that my brother James Evans Jr. can't make it to work today. You see, he suddenly caught the 24-hour flu, and sometimes the 24-hour flu takes 48 hours, or even 72 hours if you don't have a good lawyer. I mean, doctor. My brother told me to tell you, even though he's in bed with 104 fever, as soon as he gets out of bed, he'll report for work, because he's very anxious to start, and he'll make it up to you by delivering twice as many messages. He's got real long legs and can move fast. In fact, I call him the roadrunner, and you'll feel the same way when he comes into work for you. He's not only fast, he's hardworking, dependable, honest.
How long will your brother be in jail?
What's taking so damn long to let him out?
Honey, they say there were technicalities.
Technicalities? I got a good mind to sue them for false arrest.
Please, James, don't make waves. Let's just get J.J. out of here and get him home. And then tomorrow morning, I'll come back and I'll sue him for false arrest.
Baby, you do that.
J.J.!
How y'all doing?
J.J., I'm so happy.
Don't cry, Mama. Don't worry about it. I never doubted it for a minute.
Hey, J.J., were you scared?
Scared? Are you jiving? At first, the man thought he was dealing with some frightened little boy. Mm-hmm. Then he took one look at me and realized he was dealing with Kid a Dynamite!
Yeah, baby, he's all right.
They kept trying to confuse me by firing questions at me, but I kept confusing them by pleading the Fourth Amendment.
You mean the Fifth Amendment?
That's what confused them.
Oh. Judy, did you have any trouble in that?
Nah, they threw me in a cell with this guy I was in for beating up five dudes.
My Lord.
No, don't worry about it, Mama. I just gave one of my mean looks. And he turned whiter than Lawrence Welk. After a while, he got so afraid that he started feeding me his oatmeal.
Oh. Sarge, you want to call George and have him come down and book this guy for that liquor store robbery?
Is this the one that robbed the liquor store?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I can see how you made a mistake. They're practically twins.
Sorry for the little inconvenience. Your son is free to go.
Well, let's get out of here before they book J.J. for being an 80-year-old midget.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get home and go to my job this afternoon.
Come on. Mom, Dad.
Oh, Selma, baby, did you hear the good news? J.J. is free.
Yeah, ain't that great?
You should have seen the one they arrested, Thelma.
He was a fat little butterball, half J.J. size.
You should have seen him. Baby, didn't you hear what we said? J.J. is free. You don't look all that happy. What's the matter?
That's right. Smile up, little sister. My problems is over. I lost a job, huh?
You mean they already found out that J.J. was arrested last night?
Yeah, Ma.
No, I bet you some damn computers again. Now, they jammed me down at the department store for a payment I didn't miss. Mm-hmm. Now, they jamming Junior for something he didn't do.
The way they work, probably 10 minutes after J.J. was arrested, his record was all over the country. I bet his record is everywhere by now.
Oh, baby, you can't win for losing.
No, wait a minute now, y'all. Let's look on the bright side of this thing. Overnight, my record's at the top of the charts.